At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We've got some fresh Raheem Morris audio from Flowery Branch talking about some of the injuries. Some good news, actually, on some of the guys that have been injured the last couple of weeks. Mark Schlereth going to join us at 1:20 as well, our Odyssey NFL insider. We always talk to him on Wednesdays to get a big picture view on what's going on with the Falcons and the NFL at large. And an AMA an hour from right now as well.
All right. So, you know, sometimes when you're got a little of that sauce in you that you start, you know, I got like all these damn vests and all this crap. And most of it, when it comes to the door, like, when the hell did I do that?
You got a bunch of vests?
Yeah, man. You see I wore my vest for you Monday.
It was nice. It was red.
Thank you.
Right?
I wore it for you.
The red fleece
vest. Yes, I wore it for you.
I liked it.
Thank you very much, Andy. I thought of you when I purchased it. That's why I don't know why I got four of them.
I liked it. Sorry I waited till Wednesday to compliment
you. Yeah, but
it's really nice.
Yeah, I got like four of them.
Because I got mine on today.
For whatever reason. Okay. But no, I just saw this because I don't drink wine, but I got 20 bottles of award-winning international wine coming to my home.
Great.
Don't remember, not a wine drinker.
What was it that?
It was on Groupon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Groupon. Now, I don't know how I get these bottles off of Groupon, but yeah.
Right. What kind of wine is it?
Award-winning international wines, Andy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all it says in the cap.
Some wines, like a variety.
Yeah.
Probably. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been on a big wine kick.
But I ain't on a wine kick, so I'm trying to see why I
bought
all this wine.
Did you join a club?
I probably did, bro.
Or, I mean,
I also drink. We drink wine.
Let's
too,
not ignore.
The
let's not ignore the pattern here. Though.
I'm not a Groupon guy. Though.
I know, but you're. But it seems like you're becoming more of an Andy guy, though.
Oh, hell.
Wines, vests. I mean. You know, I know you're an island.
Yeah,
you know, you're not influenceable. But yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Next thing you know, you're gonna be in the backyard kicking up your feet. You're gonna start admiring this tree.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Next thing you're gonna be telling me about the difference. But yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell's going on? Got 20 bottles of damn wine coming.
There you go.
Yeah. Or no, it says I gotta redeem the Groupon.
Redeem it.
Might as well.
Yeah, man.
Why not, hell?
Might as well.
Why not? Drink
a little
some
extra wine.
Drink some wine. We got all this damn candy. I saw something on TV the other day. They had different candies that match up with wines.
Huh.
I was like, yeah, they're
very doing wine pairings with candies.
Yeah,
huh?
Dog. It's pretty interesting, all man. Right. I was like, because you got kids, so I'm pretty sure there's some leftover
there's
Halloween
candy. There's so much candy bowl. Still at our
and
house.
And so it's like, it says for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, nice Cabernet.
Okay. I guess like, yeah, like chocolate,
I don't know.
Dark wine.
I can concur on that one.
For Butterfingers, a Chardonnay.
Oh, okay. An oaky shard.
Yeah. Sour Patch Kid, a nice Sauvignon Blanc.
Come on, man. That's ridiculous.
A nice Sauvignon Blanc.
That's great.
That's probably accurate. We just do chocolate and red wine because it's delicious.
Yeah, chocolate and red wine is kind of a natural thing. That's like a, you know, like a Valentine's Day thing or whatever, but that's really funny.
I thought it was really funny. Isn't it? Fruit candies, a rosé.
That's good, man. Yeah. Like a little starburst and a rosé.
Starburst and rosé.
Nothing says highbrow like that. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So typically I would save the sports adjacent stories till towards the end of the back page, but something happened yesterday that I got. This is the main story, could be the lead story, not really, of the show. It's a pretty good one, man. Pixar wins again. The trailer for Toy Story 5 was dropped yesterday.
How the hell? Wow. Who else? Is Andy dead?
No.
Well, Andy's kind of moved on.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, okay.
Andy now, handed the kids down to another Bonnie. Handed the toys down to another kid, Bonnie. That's right.
Oh, so, okay. Bonnie is the heroine in this one, the female lead. I guess she's around 11 or 12 years old. So the trailer, it's only a teaser.
But she was in kindergarten in Toy Story 4.
Yeah. So there's a knock at the door. It's an Amazon or whatever package.
Uh-huh.
Bonnie gets the package, goes to open it. All the toys are trembling about what's going to be in the box. Is it going to be a new toy we can play with? Bonnie pulls a
iPad.
Lily pad. Out of the box.
It's an iPad, right?
It is a handheld device.
That's interesting.
The evil character in Toy Story 5 is going to be a handheld device.
Huh.
The toys are going to be battling against a screen.
Interesting.
The most perfect storyline for another Toy Story movie that they probably could have.
That's a super
very interesting.
Appropriate, topical storyline. Yeah, that's great.
Yes, very interesting.
And I mean, been a while since Toy Story came out, and if you don't have kids, there's a pretty good chance you haven't kept up on the series. They've been, I would say, like increasingly good. I think Toy Story 4 might be the best one of all.
Toy Story 4 is Olivia's favorite as well.
I've seen past one.
We've seen it probably 30 times.
Two was okay. Three was good. Four was great. I don't know. We watch them all the time.
For a one through four, they are among the best movies if they're all just good. I expect nothing less than five.
The only person that can watch it now won't sit still long enough to watch it.
Right.
Yeah.
Once he gets there, though,
he's not sitting there long enough to watch that.
Well, that's the great thing, like, because, you know, from when I was last watching Pixar, Disney movies, whatever, in like 1993, until Lily got old enough to watch one, like, 2 years ago, I didn't watch any of that stuff. So we had a whole catalog of stuff to catch up on. They're good. Like,
they're very good.
Monsters Incorporated?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Have I seen that one? Is that the one where? No, I see Monster University.
Also
good. I took Samson. I took one of the kids to see Monster University.
Also good.
Yeah.
Coco? You kidding me? Coco?
Never seen Coco.
Dia de los Muertos? Check that one out. It's pretty good.
Pixar's winning.
Yeah.
Pixar's definitely
Now, there's
winning.
Been some misses, too.
There has.
I've seen all of them. But
do they do Inside Out too?
I don't know, but that
Inside Out, they were fantastic as well, really, and they're going to follow that little girl until she becomes an adult. Did you see that?
Sure.
Yeah, because why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Because emotions change, especially in females.
That's right.
So I'm going to turn to Randy real quick for an update on a story that we brought to the table yesterday. So Mike McDaniel's wanting to blame AI on him going by a Bills bar in Miami trolling. Randy, you say you've seen video?
That's him. That just
video
had
still, footage.
That just had a still shot. That's his ass. Now, the elbow room is why I think it is. It's in Fort Lauderdale Beach, and when you're, it's on the corner. It's like Ocean Drive on Miami. There's the bars.
What's the bar
streets,
called? Elbow Room
and
bar?
The beach. So there's nothing. There's no houses or nothing. Miami. It's a row full of beach. So restaurants and everything.
You're right. Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Yeah. And so if it's where I'm thinking it is, then.
He brags about living in that area. So.
Well, he might live the other way.
But is there no residential areas?
There's not a it's bars and hotels down that street. And so, yeah, whatever.
But even what's the worst to come out of, like, why not just admit, yeah, I went by there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm flipping three birds. We're the Dolphins, and we just beat the Bills.
Exactly. Yeah whatever,
I'm fighting
man.
For my job, and this just helped.
Yeah, man, whatever.
I kind of think, though, his response, he's so deadpan and weird and sarcastic anyway. I think he was kind of admitting it yesterday with what he said when he was like, AI, right? Like, I think that was him
sarcastically
being, like, trying to pretend to have an alibi even though he knows that he doesn't.
It would have been straight funny if they would have came and yanked his little ass up out of there. Because he ain't but a buck o' sem.
He's a little fella.
Soaking wet.
Buck o' sem.
So from petty head coaches to angry head coaches. So let me set this one up for you. So Rich Crimini is a reporter for the New York Jets over in New York.
They hate his ass.
Prematurely, apparently, reported that Garrett Wilson was going to be out for 3 or 4 more weeks after he re-aggravated his knee injury on Sunday. Well, that had not been officially reported by the New York Jets. Aaron Glenn has a press conference yesterday, takes offense to that when they start to ask him about injuries.
I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers, so you guys can get all the injuries from Rich. So I go right into this game. Ask Rich. Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich. Well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like we want to hear from you.
You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just reporting stuff, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
Rich is a very not well liked dude in the media up there, and I always pride myself on Bunk when I was a player as not being a insider, meaning not being a guy who a source.
Right.
I always prided myself on not being a source, and I've known who the source was on certain teams. And you just it's one of the things where when you see him coming around, you go about your business. Man.
Yeah.
You go about your business.
Why would anyone even do that with an injury? Like, why would you give away?
Trying to break a story.
Can't keep a secret. No, I understand why Rich Cimini would want to report
be
it.
Friends. Want to be friends.
Okay.
People like to be friends. People like to be friends with the media. Why? Why?
Now I'll tell you who does not care about being friends with the media is Aaron Glenn.
No,
I don't think it matters one way or the other how he's handling that. They need to win games, but he has made his choice on how he's going to go about talking to the New York media.
He's a Bill Parcells guy. He's a Bill Parcells guy.
Yeah. Joe Patrick would never report false information, but he does rub feathers the wrong way. How close were you to getting Raheem to call? Think Joe's ever going to get called out from somebody that'll make it to a national radio show in New York or something?
No, I don't think it would be Joe. Joe fights with other media.
Yeah.
Joe likes to throw.
Joe sets other media guys straight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Zeno's the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zeno's the guy.
There you go.
Yeah, Zeno's the guy.
When like Arthur Smith used to kind of get after D-Led a little bit, they would kind of do that sometimes. But yeah, I think if there's probably
It's Zeno.
Probably Zeno.
Yeah.
So after bookending Week 10 of the NFL with 10-7 games on primetime, here's John Gruden on Thursday night football games.
Let's start with Thursday night football, man. What a treat it is. No preparation, no time to recover, no chance. Get rid of these Thursday night games. Dump them. It's not fair to the players. It's not fair to the coaches. Who goes out and tries to perform at a high level with no preparation? Dump these games.
You know the funny thing about him? He always sounds the same. Like he sounds like he's giving a pregame speech.
Right.
All the damn time. All the damn time. It was so funny. Was it? Yeah, we Monday when you like our monthly or weekly look at his son.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just to laugh at him.
Duke Scruton.
Just to laugh at him.
Yeah. Look, not a fresh take. I mean, everyone sort of agrees that Thursday night football is certainly not been a great product, but also not great for the players. Obviously,
the trying to get the preparation for a Thursday night game. It's a bear.
Right.
It is because. You think about it, you're coming out, you're getting in on Monday. You may watch the film from Thursday. From Sunday, if you have to travel and everything is just it's a short ass week.
Right.
It is, man.
Of course.
Does the short week at all make up, or does the longer week, the 10 days after, make up at all the 4 days before?
Nope.
Not at all. So you'd rather just get rid of them too?
Yep.
As a player?
I've always been.
And everybody knows that.
Yep.
The league doesn't care.
Yep.
It's a standalone game. You know how much Amazon's paying them for the Thursday games?
Yep.
There's a reason why the Thursday matchups have gotten better.
Yeah,
Amazon kicked in a little bit more money to get better matchups on Thursday.
Yeah, nobody wanted to see
night.
That other crap, the color rush.
Nobody.
Remember that crap.
But you know what we'll be doing tomorrow night at 8:15?
Watching them play football.
Watching the Jets and the Patriots on Amazon Prime. Even if you don't have a login, you'll find one from somebody. Or you'll get one.
Still an ass login person.
I got no problem with that.
Oh, I got a big problem with it.
I hand them out.
Big problem.
You need a log. You need Prime login. Get in my DMs.
Got a big problem.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. But
so you open it up.
Share your logins.
No.
They'll be fine.
That's your actual Amazon account, bro.
Yeah, somebody paid
it. Oh, is that what it is?
You have cards and...
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dresses.
Okay, I'm not going to actually give the Amazon thing out. I'm just saying, like, share it with your cousins. It's fun.
Hell no.
Bezos would be
all right. I think it's on Twitch for free. Go watch it there.
Do whatever. Do something. Do something. Fight the power. That's what I'm getting at. We're taking a real stand here. We'll get back to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.